Hello.
There is no gray.
Well, hello there, tall drink of water. Happy New Year's, people.
Happy New Year.
Say something to the nation.
We got 5 minutes till 2014, and we're gonna fuck shit up.
Yeah. Whoa.
Just black and white.
So many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor, and they are so black.
This is the truth. This is Dannyland.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about Johnny Kemp and the Dannyland Orchestra, huh? Absolutely wonderful. Danny Chekolinski, that would be me, the host of Dannyland. That is where you are. From an undisclosed location in West Palm Beach, welcome to Reality City, where I am the mayor. Yes, Kelly Ripp, on the show today. All right, hold on. Sinus is killing me, all right? I'm losing my voice because of the campaign.
He's a pussy. That's terrible. Terrible.
Yes. Yes, yes. I turned into, magically, I chewed an ice cube that made me turn into Dick Van Dyke. And I got something to say.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
Stop it. Ted Cruz, Mr. Trump. The secret to living to 100 years old. We got somebody that wants to start a race war. Colt 45 is back. That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see. A guy is stalking doctors. I'm sorry. A guy is shooting doctors. Maybe I should put on my cheaters. My cheaters. $3, Walmart. Buy them. Put them on. And you will look like Patrick Ewing at a press conference. Don't know who that is? Sorry. Google. Try it. It's good. Because of the big show, we have had to cancel War of the Roses. I'm sorry. Was there a question? We're taking questions now. Go ahead.
Are you comfortable with holding my hand or kissing, or are you comfortable disrobing in front of men?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you for that question. Thank you. I've been here in West Palm Beach for 11 years. It's an amazing place to be. Amazing place to be. You know, I enjoy being naked. I like to be in my house. And
Are you comfortable holding my hand or kissing, or are you comfortable disrobing in front of men?
Yeah, I would like to thank Louis Anderson for that question. Absolutely. I'm broadcasting, I gotta be honest, I'm broadcasting from a sauna that's near the airport, and I got a bunch of Asian guys in here, and I guess it's a spa. It was advertised on the sports page. Again, we had to cancel War of the Roses. We had to cancel the national radio contesting. There you go. $1,000. By the way, national radio contest. You stand a 0-0-0 chance of winning.
And are you comfortable with holding my hand?
Yes, I am. Okay. Here, hold my hand. Thank you. Very cold. Get that. You got to get that checked out. It's like a circulation problem or something like that. Three things you need to know, and the creator of Metabolife has been moved to Monday. So, all right, let's get started, shall we?
I'm feeling very great, excited.
Where do I begin? Oh, well, I have a little sheet in front of me that tells me where to begin. Kelly Ripa, are you kidding me? Talking more about her... Okay, well, you know what? The backstory is Michael Strahan got a better job. He was working double shifts. He was working with Good Morning America and what is this? The Kelly and Michael talk over each other at parade with a bunch of applause, and it's mindless. So, you know, he had a chance to go full-time at Good. He did, and then she just took off. And then she finally came back the other day and said this.
So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days has been extraordinary.
Right.
In the sense that it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration.
Oh, God.
And most importantly, respect in the workplace.
If I had to work with her, I would cut my head off.
True. It's true.
You or I pulled this stunt where, yeah, I'm just not going to show up for a couple of days and we'll just say it's a family vacation, blah, blah. Yeah, that doesn't work. You're fired. In my case, it doesn't matter because I'm in my underwear and I don't work. And I'm looking outside the window and, never mind. But I mean, you just don't do that, okay? Show up for work. You don't have to be notified of anything that management decides. It's not a, you've been there for 26 years. You think that you're privy to every single conversation? No. And these dumb viewers of The View are just sitting there clapping along. A bunch of, you know, they're not worker bees. We need more worker bees, less, what do they call them? Oh, I'm sorry. No, worker bees are bad. We need more queen. Listen to me. Giving out advice. Are you kidding me? Oh, good God. What's going to happen next?
So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days
You're lying. Stop it. You are, okay. Queen bees. We need more queen bees. All right, moving on. Okay, let's go in the back of the room. That would be me. My hand's up. I have a question. When do the Prince tributes stop? I mean, I'm not trying to be politically incorrect or anything. I'm pondering. Trisha Yearwood, country star, there you go. I mean, who's going to do that? I'm waiting for the president to sing Purple Rain at a press. Actually, I'm lying. I'm sorry. I'm waiting for the president to leave the White House, okay?
It's true. It's true.
And you know it's going to be trashed. Trisha Yearwood, we're talking, she did Purple Rain the other night. Not bad. Singing the song way too much. The guitar solo never ends. I've got a purple vein. Purple vein. Okay, enough. Let the man rest in peace. Jeez, enough. He'd even tell people to shut up. He's like, enough with the purple rain. I had other songs. Why is nobody doing When Doves Cry? Or Cream? There you go. Play that song for your mother. Cream? Yes, it's about strawberry shortcake. So Donald Trump started off his speech in Rhode Island, last week, earlier this week, by telling the NFL to, you gotta leave Tom Brady alone.
First of all, let's start by saying, leave Tom Brady alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone, he's a great guy. It's enough. It's enough.
So he doesn't play the first 4 weeks of the NFL season. What is he going to do? How about bang his wife, Giselle? There you go. Yeah, I feel so sorry for him. Oh. Ted Cruz. This guy's a stooge. He really is. The other night in Indiana, see, Indiana is huge for Ted Cruz. If Ted Cruz doesn't get Indiana, it's all over. Then he got Carly Fiorina. Did anybody tell Ted Cruz that you shouldn't pick a running mate until you have the nomination? What's going on? I actually had an emailer make a great point. And I forget who emailed me. And I apologize because I want to give you credit. But it's great. It's like putting on a condom after you had sex. All right? By the way, Carly, nice job with Hewlett-Packard. Way to go. Oh, good God. Who's calling? Nobody I want to talk to. You know, that's the reason why you have an answering machine. That's the reason why you have voicemail. Therefore, you okay, that's me. They hung up now. It's great. I have voicemail. I have a phone. I have, of course, a smartphone. And I have the phone for one reason. Not to answer the phone. Listen to Ted Cruz in Indiana, okay? Indiana, if you don't know, that's okay. It's a huge basketball state. And if you recall the Gene Hackman movie, Hoosiers, about the love affair of the state of Indiana and basketball. Now, question. You're a smart person. Where do basketball teams play? I'm not talking about the, you know, home or away. I'm talking about the basketball. Here we go. The ball is on the basketball court, correctly.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring here in Indiana, it's the same height as it is in New York City and every other place in this country.
What the hell are you talking about? I mean, basketball.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring.
Oh, okay. That amazing thing about that football shovel. Yeah.
The amazing thing is that basketball ring.
You know, the amazing thing tonight about our boxing match, Ted Cruz, can you give us some insight of the boxing match tonight? Well, I think this boxing custard pie will, how about doing some research? Oh, you're going to love this. You know what that means? When I say you're going to love this, it means you're going to hate this and you're going to get pissed off. And you should get pissed off. If you understand this, you shouldn't be listening to the podcast. Seriously. Group of middle school kids, 7th, 8th, 9th graders. From North Carolina, they went to go visit the 9/11 memorial on Friday, a week ago. And they tried to sing the national anthem as a tribute. And I give these kids, you know, people that don't stand, some people don't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, don't spend money because it says, in God we trust. Stop it. So these kids are trying to sing the national anthem in front of the 9/11 memorial. And a guard stops them. Are you kidding? School kids, by the way. Nice. Oh, what?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry? You stopped the national anthem in front of the 9/11. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. It's not their fault, though, when I say they, the security guards, because there is a rule or a regulation or whatever. Let me read it here. Hold on. Hang on. It was a public demonstration. They had to have a permit. Are you kidding? You have to have a permit to sing the national anthem in our own country. I think that if I was in that situation as the teacher, as the chaperone of those eighth grade students, I would not be working today. Which, by the way, I'm not. Because I would go, forgive me. Fuck you. All right, we got to switch to Billy Dee Williams. Let's do it right now. So do you cats remember when this used to pack the dance floor, huh? In the club, in the club, in the club. I'm in the club, in the tub. I got a scrub, my big nub. All right, leave me alone. Billy Dee Williams is promoting Colt 45 again, just like he did in the 80s. Oh, my God. And he's repeating. Remember the catchphrase back in the 80s was, it works every time. Here's the new commercial. By the way, his face is going to be on the can, too. Yeah, all right.
The world moves fast, but change isn't always a good thing.
No, no.
You got it right the first time around.
You got that right.
Because sometimes a true original doesn't need to change a thing.
Uh-huh.
It works every time.
Works every time. I love that. You know what, ladies? If you are a respectable lady, I'm sorry if it is Billy Dee Williams, and it is 30 years later, but if he brings over a six-pack, I don't care if it's tall boys, and you take that fine ebony tool as your slippers are jamming the ceiling fan, I lost respect for you.
I don't want like a little tiny hot dog. When I have a hot dog, I want to look at it and be like, damn, now that is a big hot dog.
You know, that's a great question. Do you know anybody that doesn't like a big hot dog? Huh? Any more questions in the room that I should...
Are you comfortable with holding my hand or kissing?
Yes,
or are you comfortable disrobing in front of men?
Yes. I love... And you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? I'm going to tell you. I have something to say.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
I'm sorry, but I absolutely love being naked inside fabric stores. Because that way, if anybody calls the police, I can just, reach out there and grab some fabric and put it around and just say that, I'm Indian. And when I say Indian, I mean dots, not feathers. Complaint mail, by the way, reply, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff's down below. A woman in Virginia, Beatrice Engerling. She's turning 100 years old tomorrow, all right? And she wants to celebrate by pole dancing for the first time.
Oh, that pole dancing. Oh, I am in good shape. Yeah. No medication or anything. Yeah. I go to the beauty parlor every week and have my hair done. And then during the week, somebody does it for me.
Oil of Olay and wine.
Wine.
How much wine?
Oh, now only a glass a day.
A glass a day. Now.
How big's a glass?
Used to be two glasses.
That's great. Hey, can I go in the champagne room? Do you mind? Is it full friction or what's... I think I know too much. I really do. So, you heard the daughter in the background. What does she think of mom's big, big wish?
Someone asked her what she wanted to do when she was 100 for her 100th birthday, and she said a pole dance. She no sooner said it than she said, I don't know why I said that. And the rest of us were like, we don't know why you said that either. I didn't know you knew about pole dancing, Mom. We have worked it out that we are going to set up a pole for her, and she is going to do a quasi pole dance, very tastefully dressed, not the leopard skin leotard that she once suggested, but she will stand up by the pole anyway, because that was her dream.
Beatrice, check sound. Beatrice, there you are. Yeah, you're gonna go. This is uptime, but you can't even get on the stage. What do you want to hear? No, we don't have any Benny Goodman. All right. Jeez. Hey, what do you think? Huh? Pretty solid show today. I'm Danny Chekalinski. West Palm Beach is the location, and I'm sure. I gotta be serious, all right? Honestly, thank you very much for listening. It means the world to me. Now, here I go. Tell more people about this podcast, okay? We want to grow it bigger and bigger and bigger.
Hmm? Yeah.
You know what? It's 20% bigger with that same meaty, beefy taste. That's what you can tell him. Have a good weekend. Don't drink and drive. We'll talk next week.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.